says the Gemara, Hine HaTorah Nikra Eitza. Torah is called Eitza. Torah Kodesh is called Eitza. Shneema Li Eitza Besashia. Why is the Torah called Eitza? Kikol HaEitza is Ksuvim HaTorah. I quoted it before. The Tzara Kodesh says Tarek Eitzin and Tarek Eitza. All Eitzas are written in the Torah Eich Yisnaga Adam. I'll explain why. L'chein Ksiv Sh'al Abicha V'yageitcho Hi HaTorah Nikra Av. So Sh'al Abicha V'yicha is the Torah. The Torah, just like a person who asks a father, is because the father knows what's good for the son, and the Torah knows what's good for every single Yid, because the whole Yid Tachlis, everything he has to get through in his life, licked in the Torah. So, Meir, therefore, for Yid is Dovak, and after Torah, the Torah is Madrichim. Kibayraisa, the Torah, Barak, Kodesh Baruch Ha'am, with the Torah, the Eibishter created the world. Chol and Ephraim, Chol and Adam. So all in Avram, Bechlaram, the Adam, Ika, who's the Ika Nivra B'Torah, everyone's created with the Torah. So therefore the Torah is called the Av, Shal Yada Bo'ay Lada. Everything the Shorish is in the Torah, so the Torah is Moilid. The Torah is Moilid people, so everybody's got their Shorish in the Torah. V'chadach Yisrael Yesh La'achiza B'Torah, V'az Yidbak Atzmai V'yikshu B'Torah. He said, Adricha V'seyatz Eich Nizkar B'Lashem Yisbach. Shat is everyone's shayrish is a nekuda. Everyone's got an ois in the Torah. What's that ois? I mean, the ois is a nekuda, but in that nekuda is koil everything. Where he has to get to his whole tachlis in life, where he has to get to and where he has to go. Everything is in that little nekuda. So if a person's dovak, to turn away with Eivish to Ke'ilu is madrichim to Ke'ilu, where his nekuda is, in that nekuda you can find Eitzis from the day he was born, as well as Gugulim, from everything that's shaykh to his neshama, it lies in that ois. So that's his shayrish. And I was in the shayrish, you have everything. You have the whole tachlis in the shayrish, right? In the little shayrish of a tree, you have everything. You have everything that has to come out, the whole tachlis till the end. So everybody's mushrish in the Torah. So then everybody's got his chelik, and that chelik, that Torah has to guide him to get to his tachlis. To so everything lies in that little os. Zeu sha'ala v'icha, hi ha-Torah, hi tagid loch. Okay, this is kiru, this is ha-Hagdama. To what he wants to say with this pasuk. Nimtz haTorah kula bechlal anayim tov bechol yisur chol zman. Therefore, the Torah is anayim bechol yisur chol zman. Because the Torah, every yid is a chelik in the Torah, and that chelik in the Torah must lead the yid, must take the yid all the way to where he has to go to. If he stands,
people take of know which ice is there.
That's the whole tachlis of life. To find, in other words, that's what we always talk about. If a person learns Torah to get to the nekuda, because it means to be mizdavik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's meir, that is meir. I mean, that says the Baal Shem Tov used to see a yid, used to look into the Torah, used to find that yid's ois, and he could tell the yid absolutely everything, what he has to do and everything. So about it, it's here. That's what we discussed. In other words, if a person learns Torah to find the nekuda, then he'll find his nekuda. And then he'll find that the Torah is constantly guiding him. If he stands as manim, but itim adoyres, it's all every doyer and every zman and every ace of moya itza echlis kasha lishmo yisbach. So why did he say all this? Okay, in gam pasuk zeh melam deyin el hoyel kasha yisbach. He's going to find what this pasuk atem itzor ayem could teach us. Okay, but omul chazal basor amores nivru hoyla. Alei b'mam ha'achad yechle boris. Alei par menem shon shom adus oylem shnivru som amores. Vietin sochad v'tzadik shom kaim oylem shon som amores. Mishnin ofis. Now, takapel dike kasha. L'chay adob t'muah. Kim shoy yachol livros al dei mayim echad. Bemes the Eibishter could have created the world tak with one mayim. So madua yiten oynish l'rishoyim shema abdin dover shenir v'basar amores. Since the world could have been created with one mayim, so what's the Eibishter want dafka to create it as many mamorim as possible in order to be manish the rosha kilu, because it's koyach hashchos is more. He would create the one mayim kilu. Haver would have been a little haver. Hazoy, the haver is much bigger.
And he wanted to give chesedik and also.
What does that mean? In other words, it's on the expense of Rishayim. It's avada tzaddikim b'mashma, the tzaddikim are doing life more, and the Rishayim are being mashkes more. So why do that? If you're merachim, let the tzaddikim have less than the Rishayim. Why you marbe? And why dafka ten b'chalal? Kim shay yachol leboris mayim echad. V'chi be'ali lebochas shom, and Kadosh Baruch Hu chas shom looking for ways of punishing. And like the mechin hebech, he must upon him yishlodov. Kilu is favorable. Kilu tzadikim wants tzadikim to have a lavscha. Kilu what? What does it mean lavscha? More than they deserve. Manushach. It doesn't work out anyways. Created with one, and everyone gets what they deserve. The rosh is a klein ashchos. The tzadikim is a klein atikun. And everyone gets kilu what he deserves. The more yamar, it means kilu either mar b'deschah more for the tzadikim, yamar b'loinish more than. How we know about Imam Echad Yochel Evoris doesn't mean Stam, he could have created one. It means that the world would have been as Muslim with one. So Ba'etzim, the world should have been created with one. And then there would have been Schan, it would have been Oynish. Novos, he wants to give those Tzadikim a bigger Schan, or Shom a bigger Oynish. It's not fair for them, and it's too much for them. Masifan Mishnah. So what's the Indian of S? Sorry, Mamars. Avlo Indian who, but the Indian is Azoy. She'elu hoya nivre b'mayim ha'echad. If the world had been created while mayim ha'loy, hoya b'efshari, she'yiu kulim eskarvim al yidei mayim ha'hul ishbo'isbor. Because the Pelotik is Ach. If the oil would have created one Maima, so then not everybody could have been miscarved to their bunch of them. Ki Rom and Nisama Hasagahu. Ki Mechot Lador. In other words, same Bechina. If one Maima means that would have been the Shoresh of everybody. Who's Zaycha to get to the Shoresh? In other words, only somebody who lives a Shoresh, a Shoreshidic life. Somebody who lives a Shoreshidic life, he'll be able to give. Nobody else will be able to chap onto that Bechina. The Gemara says, "Why does the Adam tell me the Derech Kitzara? Why does the Talmid Derech Kitzara? Not because he's teaching them less; he's teaching them the same thing. No, boss. Why should he teach the Derech Kitzara? Because the less words, the less espashtus, the closer you are to the Shoyrish. The more you mamshel, 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 and marich and espashit and espashtus, and this way, that way, the further away you go into the Shoyrish. So, for a person taka who won't understand what you're talking about, you've got to be mamshel by dabesh shleimah shleishas alti emoshim." Or the higher the hats will be, you've got to bring it down. But what would it mean, Taka Lekatchila? Mean Lekatak Lekatchila, Yishan Adam Derech Kitzara. Try to get him to a Mamad Matzav where he sees the Shoresh of what you're teaching him. See, a Rav and a Talmud is a big tzimtzum from the Rav to the Talmud. The Talmud can be Makal from a Rav, and Michlali is not getting anywhere near what the Rav, he's not getting anywhere near the Shoresh, not getting anywhere near the Knech, the Nakuda. Because he gets so involved in such a Hispashtas that he loses out on the Iker. The Rav has his masik b'kasogus. He wants to give over the nasoga. It's an akuda. Etzem wants to give over an akuda, but the Talmud won't understand giving over an akuda. So he's got to be mispashit. But the Etzem is he'd love to give over just an akuda, and the Talmud should be able to be masik. So therefore, you should try your best not to go too far away from the akuda, and that's considered derech kitzara. That's why you find Taka, the Rishonim speak in the Bekitzah. Tosh Miksav is very Bekitzah, and this is the Moran Bekitzah, and the Rishonim is Bekitzah, and Achrayim is Marech, and keeps on getting longer and longer, because we're further away from the Nakuda. But the Ritva could be Masbi, the Oimek HaGemar, in two words, because he was Masik the Nakuda, and he didn't need two words either. He wants to give it over, so he gave it over in two words. On that Mandraga, you could be Masik. Oh, but nowadays, you need to perish on the Ritva, because you are further away from the Nakuda. But the Iker would be Taka if it managed to be Habachin of Derech Katzar.
Biggest Raya is the Torah that we have, all the songs on that, that's right.
And that's what the Groh said, that he could find, Upsad Yagon found the whole Tariq Mitzvahs in Aseres Adibris, and the Groh found the whole Torah in the Pasuk Operations, and Mendel Rimnevel said, Anoich Hashem Lekecha Yisi Toch, and the Klal Yisrael didn't hear the words Anoich Hashem Lekecha, they only heard Ois Aleph, and everything licked in Ois Aleph. Aleph is Alufa Shal Oilam. Alufa Shal Oilam is the Darag of Kesa, which is the Darag which is all encompassing everything, but it's only in Akuda. Kes is called Ayin. Chochma me Ayin timotze. Chochma is nishtalish from Kes. Kes is Ayin. Ayin means it's got no levush bichlam.
What does it mean it's Ayin?
Oh, it means Ayin. Chochma me Ayin timotze is a pasuk in Yev. What does it mean Ayin? It means Yeshua. The Eibush created the world Yesh me Ayin. So what does Ayin mean? Ayin means in a kudah. It's got no tzura bichlam. Ayin means it's got no tzura bichlam. And a kudah never has a tzura. And that's why sometimes the Ri is Bnei HaTzadik. If you look at the Tzadik, when he says the Dator, then you can get to understand. You're not understanding the words. And you're looking at the Tzadik, and then you see the Nekuda, and then everything around it, you see you don't need the words anymore. Or sometimes you can go to a Joshua, and sometimes if it's a Hele Gaiz, he can say something, he pierced the Nekuda into you. And the rest, Kilo, now you feel you understood it already. The rest of you mamish margish, that's the whole spashtus. Sometimes you go to a place where you'd have the whole spashtus and the whole spashtus, and then you go over it again and again. Eventually, then a kudah will click. Somebody's got the skashus, the biggest skashus to a tzaddik. So the pshat is the tzaddik, which gives him over the nakuda, and the kudah is hidden in the thing. The kafi goyd in the skashus, and he's saying, you know, to look at the tzaddik's face when he says it. So then he's giving over the nakuda, and you chap the nakuda. Once you chap the nakuda, then the spashtus gives you a bina, it helps you internalize it. have a chapping, you have already what he wants. Sometimes you hear drunk, you don't know what the guy wants to say. Because what is he saying is pashtus, you don't know where that's leading to. Why? Because what is you haven't picked on the nakuda, he didn't give it to you, he didn't chap onto it. But there's always a nakuda, and that's the ikar, and that's the ayin. Chachma is me ayin timasi. Chachma is still a tiny nakuda, chachma is always yud, and that's always a chachma. Kesa is a tag, the tag of the yud. Chachma is a yud, yud is also a nakuda. From there, there's this pashtus bina, the yud is mispashtus this way, mispashtus that way, then from the yud, and then it becomes bina. It's all starting from the kudus. Yes, it's not even a yud, it's a tag of a yud. The ik is the nala, and that's the pshat. My me'echad means just give the nakuda itself. Just the nakuda itself, and that is pashtus. So Rashon, it gave you saying only one echad b'chad b'dor would be able to be masik. That's all you see in the Kabbalah, all the shamus, all the Kabbalahs from little oisis, from little this. They're seeing an aura, they're seeing a certain nakuda in it. And it's not such as they're smashed, they're seeing the nakuda. And from nakuda, then nakuda is in a slavish in a dust. So that would have happened if the world was in a Kataka created in one moment. But then nobody would be able to chap onto it, so nobody would be able to get his ois, nobody would be able to get his nakuda in the Torah. So I came Baroi Fchasta Yisbrach Tzimtzim Mechilik Erech Medushas HaSagosa L'Yud Mamoras Ad Ridita Yud Madrigas. It goes down Yud Madrigas. Asar Mamoras, he says down here the Esesphiris Shemizbrach Tzimtzim Tzila Sphiris Sphiris Mechinas Malchus. So with the Hispashtas of everything, that's the Chilik HaMalchus Shabbat Shal Yedeza Yuchu Kulim Iskar L'Tabik Bifi Erkoi HaMadrigas Av Im Hu B'Saif HaMadrigas. Even if he's B'Saif HaMadrigas, in other words, the lowest neshama is the chapan to the sphere of Malchus, which is the lowest sphere. So maybe therefore everybody can chapan now. So even the Rishonim can chapan, even if somebody from the lowest madrega, in other words, Mamsha Oil Mazda the Kayid, which is the Oil Masiyah, which is the Darga of Malchus, he can also chapan to it now. So therefore the Rishonim haven't got a tain anymore that they couldn't chap onto it. That's what Tana says. It's only now tain on them because it's Asar Mamaras. Because it's Asar Mamaras, so as long as we included them as well, included the lowest Madrega. If they want to be in Asar Mamaras, then they want to be in Shaykh, they want to be in Shaykh to get to their ois. If they're not Shaykh to get to their Nekuda, so then there wouldn't be no tain, you can't punish them. I was never said that Kili Zichn is Yiddishkeit, that it's a goal, it's something very lofty. they don't know where to hold on. So after they wish to create the world of Sarah, so now the Shaykh to Enish. Why Dafka Sarah? It's Pel de Gezach, because Sarah is the first number that goes back to the Eschol. Sorry, the Eschol is the Shurish, and then there's a Moedic Espashtus, to Sarah Mamoros, Sarah is a Sphirus, but you get to a Sphirus Sirius, which is Malchus, his Be'etzel, and it goes back to the beginning, 1-0. When it goes back to the beginning, that's Malchus is Makusha to the Kesel. Kesel is the Nekuda, Mamish, that's the Bechina, the first Nekuda. Through Dafka 10, even the Rishon can chap onto. But now there's a good lachrayas to the Rishon. See, now the number 10, he's not anymore spashtus. Spashtus always means leaving the Nakuda becoming Protim. The Nakuda is always coil everything. Spashtus from the Nakuda means that you're going into Protim. But what happens to number 10? Number 10 takes all the Protim, makes them into a minion, he's ma'achad them into a tzibbo. So the Rasha now, if he, in other words, the fact that maybe she created one Tzoramas is a good thing, and Kilo could be a bad thing. Maybe he chaps onto his Matzliach, it's a good thing. Chas v'shalom, if he doesn't, then he's mashchus for everybody else. Because all the pratim are now accumulated. So therefore, if he's mashchus, his chelik, then it's disturbing, maybe it's disturbing the tzaddik as well. So three, kilo, there's two nakudas, there was a nakuda, then his pashtus, and then the whole pashtus came together again. So that's the good lachrayas of a Rasha. You haven't got a tain anymore because we went all the way down to Esesphirus. And if you're mashchus, it's not just yourself. You're mashchus for everybody else. So it's ma'abdin. It's ma'abdin as oilim. He says the ma'abdin as oilim shenibra basar mamaras. And the hepach is the tzaddik. The tzaddik when he does his tikkun, it's because kol yisrael arabim zara kilu the old shayach. He's ma'ale even other people who are in different bchinas of spheres. Even though he might be dog to sphere Eliyana, but through his avoda, he's mala the whole koyma. If he's mala the whole koyma, so that's the because of the b'shicha is the mechilas ragaim. It's the same. Under aglov b'yemahu. We talk about the blessed love, the amida for the raglaim. Amida for the raglaim. Yaakov fought with the malach of Esav. Hurt his leg, meaning the shvacha doyers. Esav tries to get to the koyma namuchas. Right? Tries to get to the koyma namuchas. Esav is shayach to the rishis. Esav is shayach to the rishis. Rishis is the bechina of a certain skaldus. Shayach to so that's why Amalek is our soyna, because Amalek does something. He does something to the whole koyma of Klal Yisrael. Amalek does something. He's a rishis. So he stands there long as a. So he tries whatever he's mashchis, he tries to do to the whole koyim of Klal Yisrael. Where can he chap on to? So he chaps on to the raglaim. So gidanoshe, he's so chap on to Yaakov's gidanoshe. Bein the raglaim, that's the shvach redoyes. But his rishus is that he's not just mashchis them, he's mashchis the koyim of Shleima. He's mashchis the koyim of Shleima.
Through the raglaim, he's mashchis the koyim of
Shleima. Yeah, because the raglaim is the lower sphere. But it's as a sphere, it's a koima. Yaakovina looked like Adam. Shufer the Yaakov came, Shufer the Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was a koima of Kedusha. That's a koima of as a sphere of Kedusha. That's the koima. So if a person's leg is crippled, so then everything is crippled. So that's how he gets, that's how he tries to get in. That's why the Bechina, when they fought with Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chachai of the Highest. Oye Kashiyorim, Moshe Siyada Begova, Kashiyaniach Yadoi. Amalek means that Amalek has a koyach, kilo to shvachen up, not kilo kach, even to the madrigal of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Vide Moshe Kvedim. It's not a psakash mystic Kvedim. I'm sure that Amalek is so powerful, when they get the Nakoyman and Mucha, Moshe Rabbeinu feels it as well. Vide Moshe Kvedim. So that's his rishis. All the Adomus Oilam are against a certain Nakuda. And Yovan is Yofi the Klipper. Everyone's connected to a certain Nakuda. But Esav, Amalek, they take on the Koyma Shleima. Take on the Koyma Shleima, so therefore that's why there can only be there's an Adam the Kedushin, there's an Adam the Belial. As you do, there's Adam the Kedusha, that's why Adam and then Pelta Enosh. The Enosh, also Enosh means also Adam. It was in a field of the whole Koyma of Adam. That's the sign of Klal Yisrael. The one who's mapped the Koyma of Adam. Now it's later in the Slavish into Amalek. He's a racist. So Esau tries to get the Nakuda. That's the whole Bira and Yom Kippur. The Sol Hashem and the Sol Azazel, the Yaakov and Esau. One of them Shaykh, the Koyma of Adam. One's Adam, Belial. Adam, they can't exist, one of them, together with the other. So therefore, he takes on the whole Koyma Shleim. So called Banim, that's the good over here. So the tzaddikim, when they are tier, if they are avoided, they mal everybody. Because once the world is created by Esau and Amoris, there's no avoid this protest anymore. Either mal the whole koima, or chas v'shal moir the whole koima. Tzaddikim, shemakayim in Israelim, shenevra basar Amoris, and Rishon, shemabdim in Israelim, shenevra basar Amoris.
It's in Davim, it's
who?
It's in Davim.
Vada, it's mal everybody. Davim in the tzaddik, eating with the tzaddik, everything. Anything a person does with a tzaddik, so the tzaddik is ma'al of the whole koyma. The tzaddik represents the whole essence. That's the whole thing. If he's a tzaddik emes, so you have to watch his eating as well. It doesn't make a difference what madrig is. I'm sure you're watching him on a higher madrig. You don't have to only watch him during the Sana Toykif. Tzaddik, you have to watch eat. You have to watch Chaim the Gemara and the Rebbe went under the bed when he was having tashmish. Which is a tzaddik is a whole koyma. He's a koyma shleima. So the Talmud Muvuk wants to watch everything. The same Gemara Bracha said they went into the Beis Hakisa to see San August in the Beis Hakisa. Tzaddik is a Koyma Shleima. He represents a Koyma Shleima. So he's Ma'ala. He's Ma'ala. He's Ma'ala the whole thing. And that's why Dafka Amalek. Dafka Beikas of the Mashiach. The goal is Edek. The last Edek. God last goal is Beikas of the Mashiach, which is the beginning of the Glaim. And the feelers are a Glaim. Is in a feel of the whole Koyma. Maybe should create the world. So there are glaim, a person is an oimid. Without the glaim, that person is not an oimid. Oimid means isn't the whole koyma shleim is affected. Just like chayim, you can't be mechalik. Chi is either the person's alive or he's dead. Same thing with leinosan lamoit ragleinu. Because if it would be lamoit ragleinu, then it's in the feel of the whole koyma. So the pasuk says, "Ragle yerdes mavus." pasuk grayim. Lo yirid zman v'slif. There's an afilas or a grayim. There's an afilas al koyim, and it's all because the Eibusher created the world. Asar ma'maris. That's achoydi. So it malchus is from the waist downwards. It's netzachoydi. So it malchus is all the lowest spheres. So that's the rishus of a malchus. He tries to get everybody by starting on the shiflis. He makes an afilas or a grayim, and then the whole koyim falls. So the Nachash was the original, and he had his legs chopped off. So that's what he was getting at. He represents the Nefila of the whole Kaima. Esau is the Hamshach of the Nachash, as you can do well. So mainly he wants the Nefila of the whole Kaima by getting on the Raglaya here this month. So it's a Moedig Achrayas. It's a Cheney, a Tzadik's got a Moedig Achrayas. That's the Litin Sachatoyu, the Tzadikim, Shem Kaim and Soilim, Shnebar and Soilim and Morris. If it was to get one Maimus, he would have found his Chaylik, he would have found his Shayrish, and that would be Madrichim, as he said, oh, that's Madrichim, and it takes him to his destination. So, the Hemshdo wanted the Tzadik, you have to be a balance. If the Rosh is to be Machro the whole world, you have to have Zelum and Zer, something to be Mekayim in the whole world. That's the Tzadik in the Rosh. Tzaddik is not a prati. I know there are a prati. So a tzaddikim kaim soil shnei b'yud amor ezot zolema ki a tzaddikim melvad ma shadvukim l'ashem al yidei chile kudusha osay b'chines ha'mayim ashu shoyer shoy oid yoshiv rabim l'ashem ha'shehim o b'chines ma'mor ez achir so he came ma'ale all the rest of them ki al yodoy v'sa'alim ha'kodim ha'karam ha'kudusha וזהו, זה פשוט שמקיים ישראל עם שני מרסון מרס וכנס חלוקס, באמס עשור מרס וכנס חלוקס, והוא מחיים כולם אפילו שלהם עם חינוסי. He's משהו שם בינה, חוכם, whatever, he's מעלה everything. So נמצא כמה גויים הראש של הבינה. So come to this. So the Rosh is more than, look how much the Rosh is going with his own. כי אין דובר שבקדוש הפחס מהסורו. היינו, עשור הממורס ולכן אז יוד מדרגס הנאו שבעשור הנאו נכללו כל היצורים שבהם הכי זו עושה והראשון שאין חוזם ושורש ולכן אז ממורו so they fall out of their שורש they fall out of their מימה right? ונפרוד משום המקלקלים הרי חוסם ונעשור זה מקלקל for everybody והנה השכין השורה על פחס מהעשור השכין הזו השורה על פחס מהעשור so גורם מסטלקוס ומחרו of כל הילה זה פעול בגזח That's the terrible kill club of the Rishonim. Now he explains the Bechina Tzmaim. The whole avoid of Rosh Hashanah is the Yitzirus Adam. Adam is the Koyma Echad Shleima. That's the whole Indian on Rosh Hashanah, the Yasuchulim Akud Echos. Whenever when there's a bria of Adam, there's a bria of the koima, so there has to be a bechin of yasa kulamot b'deachas. That's the good of the years. Every Yid realizes that Rosh Hashanah, the Eibusher created Adam Rishon. Eibusher created Adam Rishon means there's a koima achas. If there's a koima achas, he belongs somewhere in that koima. And whatever he's poigim for the whole koima. That's the darn of yasa kulamot b'deachas. Lasses tzeinchah b'lev shalom. Whenever there's morgish bria of Adam, so then there's morgish the whole zach. The Adam is the whole Asar Mamoris. Adam is the whole Asar. Adam itself is the whole Asar Mamoris. That's why we created that. That's why we said the Adam is the M's high. There's no Maima for the Adam. There's a Maima for the Chitainis of Adam. Vayema Hashem Nasa Adam. Vayitz Hashem Nakim is Adam. Ha'ofim and Adam. Vayitzach Papa Nishma Schaim. Vayi Adam. Nevish Chaya. There's no Maima for that. Because the Koyma of the Adam is the Shoyish of all Mamoris. It's the Koyma Shleima, the Shoyish of all Mamoris. Has all 10 mamorim in it. So therefore, the Rebbe created the Adam in that way that it should be a koyim shleim. Any nefila has shown any aliyah is every. That's what Rosh Hashanah. That's what it says. In Rosh Hashanah, a person shouldn't daven for pratiyas. How can a person daven for pratiyas? Pratiyas is the wrong pratiyah in Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe created the oilam. The Rebbe created the Adam in Rosh Hashanah. So he created the koyim shleim. So everything has to be nichla. Everybody else in that tefillah as well. Ve'inyan ma'im, ve'inyan b'chinas ha'ma'im. Ve'inyan b'chinas ha'ma'im. And that explains what ma'im is all about. Ki ba'im is k'si b'rastach li lo'ilam. Shkam yochan ha'kod shpoch ha'iris is ha'ma. Kol yisrael ha'rusim ta'kod shpoch ha'kod jashas chazal. Teret zivil ala mo'isha, mo'irosha altik, ala mo'irosha ala mo'urosa. Kav yochal kiddush yisona b'ma'im ala sinai. Kiddushin, our kiddushin was b'ma'im ala sinai. Ki even kiddush yisona, hara'inan yichoyim lepored mitu li'is li'ish zor chas v'chalila. Right? We're Kadeshis. If we're Kadeshis, the Rabbi Shalom, it's impossible to be different. Kedushin Kayomin, Vahim, the Nahad, the Lord, the Lord, the Kamai Mahanovi. I say for Christus, Imcha, Mashesh, Lechtia, Kilo Gorushu, Chasu Shalom, the Itoy. And the one, Chasu Shalom, Klan Yisrael, were never completely Nigrash from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no safe for Christus, Chasu Shalom. Even if Bais Rishon, even Bais Shei, Yav Shoy, Chosei, Heid Vom, Komok, Mandayin, Hoi, Bechin, Es Aave, Bechiba, Aave, Zib, Grain, Lo Mispash, Kav Yochel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kness, Es Yisrael. Rain, Lo Mispash, Nash, and Zoy, Trey Rain, Lo Mispash. Klan Yisrael was still Bechin, of Trey Rain, Lo Mispash, and even in Bais Shei. Aata, Begola, Samara, Zeh, Afkin, Sulim, Hanachnu, Lama, Aach, What does maima mean? Maima means something that connects, that's reconnecting an old vekas. Reconnecting a dvekas where there was a spashtus from that dvekas, there was a spirit from that dvekas, and reconnecting that, that's the mechanism maima. The ach was nistalik, she makes maima with the one, the maima is a himshech of something that was nifrat. And it's nizbara, the be'etzem, yokev al shem ochiv, the be'etzem is nizbara that it wasn't really nifrat, it's a himshech. Hemshach of the same thing, Hemshach of one Inyan. That's called Maima. That's called Maima. Kein Adova Azeh. Shadayin Kedushin Rishoinim Kayom. Kedushin Rishoinim Isul Kayom. Afshin Istalik Kavi Yochel Meitonu. Even the Rabbein Shalom is Istalik. Ain't Tzorah Chorak Maima. I think we discussed once we've been at Marinayim. We discussed Maya Yavamas Barichas. Remember that? It was here, Maya Marinayim. We discussed. All you need is. Only in his mind, Hainu, Hadimo Shesom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'fi Yisrael. And they are Maimon and Scarabeirov through the Maimon. Dibbo, we said, Dibbo is his pashtas from the Shayrish. Dibbo is his pashtas from the Shayrish. In other words, when do you need a Maimon? It's a very deep vote. The Etzim, Klal Yisrael, Okshun, Takadosh Baruch Hu, without the Maimon. We said Klal Yisrael is Hechad in the Maimon. When do you need a Maimon? When it was a period. Third means we know we're not there in the by the Nakud anymore. We're not there by the Nakud anymore. We need this Pashtas. What's this Pashtas? Pashtas is a Maimah, an Amira, that's the Bechin of Dibbo. That's why it's called a Maimah. Just when a woman needs a maima is to reconnect to an event when she was disconnected. When Klal Yisrael are connected, they don't need a maima. That's what we said. Who? Avada. That's what we said. Only Bavayitza Shem Elokim and Sodom is no maima. Or Bavayema, 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 Shem Nasa Odom, but Tamein Egon Mesein, there is a maima. Adam be'etzem, the tifa chelik v'adam, pnimis the chelik v'adam, avad is l'mayla min ha-mayma. It's the nakuda. Nakuda is bo'al, it's pashtas to the mayma. That's the same thing as the koi, the shayfa. It says the shayfa, the shayfa, the morse, the shayfa, you blow in the chelik ha-kotzer, and it comes out in the esrafchus. That's already called the koil. What's called over here? The gemara calls it b'chashoy. He blows in the chashoy and it comes out the rash. What's right? Blows in the chatzor. That's he blows in a very narrow area. That's the nakuda. That's the chashoy. That's the chashoy. Etzim shayfet shayach kibin de lezikaren koy. Kelifnim domi says the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Etzim shayfet kelifnim domi. No. This is pashtus. It doesn't come out. To us. Kilu gashmi stick is pashtus like a maima. It's a little earlier than a maima. It's three chalokim. There's vayipach. And then there's the vayibach means it's bringing from inside, and then you blow it through the chashoy, and then it comes out as a coil. And a later dag would be a dibur. The bar which goes in here, he's blowing in the chashoy, he's blowing the vayibach. That's where Adam is mushrush. Adam is mushrush in the vayibach without a maima. When do you need to implement a maima? Implement the Maya, that's the Pshat. But Yem Adam, Nasa Adam, says, what's Rashi say? Why does the Ibrahim say Nasa Adam Katsalmeinu? By Adam, he says Nasa Adam. Kachbocha Kaviyacha, the Rebbe Amisimusa, he was Mahmoud, he took it to seek the advice of the Malachim, specifically. Emes the Gesher, the Kalai Yisrael, is much higher than the Malachim. Right? Much higher. Yid is not, Mitzad is Neshama, he's much higher than the Malach. You know the source of Emes' word, Yaakov's fight with the Malach. Mitzad the Guruf, the Malach is Echa. Malach's got a goof, he's got Echer goof. Tzad the Neshama, Malach's got Neshama, Yid's got Neshama. But Tzad the Neshama, Yid's Neshama is Echer. Mele, the Malach of Esau can't fight with Yaakov, can't fight with his goof. Because Tzad the goof, a Malach's Echer. But Yaakov, he knows already, his fire is already Masukkah. It's already Masukkah to Daga Adam if Nechet means. His goof is already Daga's on a Shoma. So the Malach too, that at least on Yaakov's goof, he's got Shlita. But Yaakov's goof is on a Shoma. And on a Shoma, he's Echad on a Malach.
See,
by Yaakov, lo Yochalai.
He's still able to happen by
the... Oh, he chapped the later Adoyros when they went. Okay, what did he chap? He didn't chap the Nekuda. He chapped the Raglaim. He chapped the later Adoyros, the ones that need a Maimah, the ones that need a Dibba, that's where he chapped. Well, what did he chant? He chant the Vayim and Asa Adam. That's what the Emish is Mamlech with the Malachim. In other words, it's a Zad Darga Bria, where the Malachim can say a Deya. It's not the Nekudov of Rabbi Shalom and Keshe to Klal Yisrael. In other words, in the Matzah of Beis HaMikdash, when there's Mamsh and Erisim going on, Kedushim going on, it's not Shai Malachim and Shaiach to Kechla. So there was no Nasa Yitzah Shem Lekim Asa Adam Ayipach. By the Yipach, there's no Nasa Bechla. If you're saying, yeah, it's with Malachim and a Darg of Odom, we're with Malachim and Vedeya. Or Darg of Malachim and Vedeya is Malachim and Vedeya. And Klal Yisrael Bayis and Benefil. And that's why Taka, what did the Malachim say? The first group of Malachim said, don't create Odom. Sorafoysom. Why do they say don't? Because on that Darg where you need to come on to Malachim, that's already in Ochem Bey. That's already Chetzoynis. That's already Klal Yisrael Begufnis, where Malach is Hecha, Mitzad Begufn, you can say a Deya. You see, all the other operations, Malachim was serving them. Malachim alava Yaakov here, Malachim alava Yaakov then, and Hogar wasn't scared to see Malachim because they frequented the Avraham Avinu's house. So they used to use Malachim. Like, and then Darga, they were in the Darga of Ayipach. But once the Yid drops the Darga of Nasa Adam, so Malach has a day, Malach's not Meshubit to an Adam. So on that Darga, Malachim have a day, there the Staka Bayema, and Staka Shalcha Maima. That's the Maima that's talking about over here. So Yavama, and then a feel after his Falkus of the husband, that's in a feeler. You need to reconnect something that's disconnected, that for that you need a Maima. But that's not Klal Yisrael's Hechem. So after the Bodhat Amah, the Afkin of Sulem, and after the Amah, the Afkin of Shaltem, and then the double issue is enough for Yavama, and Shalchim is Tarch Shains. שינצח האח הנש הקדוש החדושים כי עדיין קדושים שויים כיום רק מי מלוות כן אדם הזה שעדיין קדושים הראשונים כיום אף שנסתה לקווי יוכל מאיתנו אין צריך רק מי היינו הדיבו ששום הקדוש ברוך הוא בפי ישראל ועל ידי המי מנסקר ואילו in other words you need to find an הנקודה one time we could find an הנקודה without the מי the הנקודה is hidden in the מי it has to be a spashtus like you said earlier And through this pashtus, hopefully you get the maima. Kol echad miYisrael yesh loy. Kol echad miYisrael yesh loy bechina. Lefi er koy madrigosa, lefi er koy madrigosa. The maima echad ma'asar memoris. Shal kein chilag hakadosh baruch hu asar memoris bechdei shekol echad miYisrael yochel leskar v'alidei maima shehu bechinos el Hashem. So be'etzem taka, the whole vort of the maima was only for. Which maim would that be? Now to be a maim and a tachan and a maim. That's the berchinas bereshis, which is bereshis. The chazal says nami maim. But there's no vayomer over there. It's a hechra maim. It's a maim which is shaykh to before the dibur. It's a maim without a dibur. Bereshis bar alakim es aleph tav only starts. Oisius only start after bereshis. And that would have been a maim echad. Berchinas bereshis nami maim. For such a slight maim, Yid could have found his shayrish already. So that's whenever a person is learning Torah, he's learning Torah to get to the Nakuda. And he gets to the Nakuda, that Nakuda will be Madrichim, will be Mekadoshim, will tire him, will navigate him. And in that Nakuda is his whole life, and the life of all his elder Gilgul and everything, until he reaches the Tachlis. Always a person has to be Zorcha to get to that. And how is he Zorcha to get to that? So that's already a person's got to learn Mekadusha, but to hire, but aim, and a person's got to learn Fakir, a person's got to learn. Kaday to find, the person got to learn Torah, feeling the Torah is his Av, he's a Shoresh, Allah Vicha Yagetcha. Just like the Av, if somebody person has to have his battles to cover to, Moira to, the person has to have a cover to Torah and a Moira for Torah, he learns Torah of Eimah, his love is Torah of Bosha, so then he'll find that Nakuda. That's not going to be, you do it from Tzadikim. Tzadikim saw the Yid, and they found their Oys straight away in the Torah. And that Oys had everything to say about them. Uncovered everything, unveiled everything. Everything was shaykh to that bechinas ois. That's what's happening now by my Roshana, Sarisimichuva. The Kodesh Baruch is blowing the Vayipach, the new Vayipach. And then when everybody finds the neshama, and that's the beginning of all, even the merits asher, when the docha merits in Tzrayim, when everyone realizes, everyone will find the nekuda, even though it's for both and for fallen, the worst, when docha merits in Tzaytzes, when Tzaytzes will find the nekuda, once they find the nekuda, then everybody will come together. That's all through the Tkiya Shefa. Ashbacha is blowing the Bayipach. He's blowing the nekuda into the yid. You hear the shayfa, you feel the nekuda, you feel your ois in the Sefer Torah. You feel your ois in the Sefer Torah. So Rosh Hashanah is a big zman of finding ois. Rosh Hashanah, a lot of need a doidi li, a lot of Rosh Hashanah, and all. It's from finding. They use a lot of ois. Ois, because that's the time, the blood show is the time where everyone can find their ois. Ois is higher than a maimah. Maimah is a dibur, balma. A dibur, an ois is higher than that. And higher than the ois is the primis of the ois, the coil. Higher than that is the vayipach, that's the shayush of everything. That's what the Eibush is blowing. That's the nekuda. It's a mighty kapshat, it's a memoris. It's a night for Russia, but you've got to be careful. Now you're dealing with fire. You can crap onto it. Now you're dealing with fire. Tzaddik makes a heart of it. Mi yachal ha-shai godel z'chusa shu tzaddik, he's ma'ala people. It's a mo'edika v'il gadlis. It's harder for a tzaddik, because it's not ma'am v'echad, it's more straight to his nekuda. But when, once he finds his nekuda, he's ma'ala everybody else out of there. How's Dovid HaMelech was the darga of Malchus. Dovid HaMelech darga of Malchus. Malchus is the lowest darga. And he was takim asak in the mechanis reglaim. Chashavti drachai, v'shiva ragalai le dutachal. Wherever he wanted to go, his raglayim took him automatically. He was Malchus. Tikkun Malchus is Tikkun Raglayim. Tikkun Raglayim, that's Dovid Malchus Mashiach. But even the chelak of the chalak of Klal Yisrael that are shaykh to the raglayim, they don't have any feel anymore. There's no more raglayim yard smokers. And that's the darga, that's kind of Dovid HaMelech brings the tikkun. That's what Dovid HaMelech says, Zmir Tzayri Yabes Magurai. It was Nenash that he called Torah Zmir. When Torah sang with the Shoyr Shachayim, then Torah sang. Torah becomes a Shir. The Shir is always the Hargosha Shoyr Shachayim. As it finds the Nekuda, it feels the Chiyas, what the Medvekim. So Medvekim, Chayim Kol Chamayim. So then the whole Torah turns into a Bechina Shira. The whole Torah turns into a Lebe Dikazach. So that was Im Zemir Yisrael, that was Dovid Melch Yisrael Chayim Chayim. There's no more Misa, there's no more Aglei Yerdes Mavis, it's Kulei Chayim. Kulei Chayim is Kulei Shira. Teres Chayim, Avos Chesed, Gein Chayim, Vorech Yemeir, that's only where you find the Nekuda. The person that Torah brings into Atzvus, brings into Bechinez and Mises in Torah, has been Yezim Chlal, learning Torah Bechlal without a Chiyas, without the Nekuda. That's what we discuss in Mishon Eber Yuchis, about the Kitzah. This word, you've got to find the Nekuda. Same thing with learning a Sugya, you've got to get to the Nekuda. And then you see the whole Pashtus of the Sugya. Once you get to the Nekuda of the Sugya, that's what Tzadiki Amos was. They always got to the Nekuda. From the Nekuda, that's how then the Mazda, the whole thing. They were Shaykh to these Tzadikim who built the whole Mekoyim of the Kedusha. And they were Magish all the time, the Shayish, the Chayyad. Okay. Who?
Get us through Tishrei.
Get us through Tishrei, I thought that, yeah. You can say also say Kilo is base. Why take a base? Because base is afterwards. The M is going to start with Aleph. Aleph is the thing. When they. Base is the Shai, base is the Oyus, which is Shaykh to Misa. Aleph. And then they got the Tal Shal Tchiyah, it was Mechayelah. That's why everyone got to the Shurish, that's the Shurish Achiyas. That's why after the Matan Torah, the Egel was in Avodah Zarah. He just said, yeah, it's impossible. Right? He said it's impossible. Mitzad HaRastam Leila Oilam. Shaykh to be, Lo Yichol HaPored Liyas L'Ish Zohar Chas V'Shah. That's why Dafka then, the Chet of the Egel was so bad. Because of that Nekuda, after that they went to the eagle, so that they broke away, they dropped from the skashus takotshbol mitzad of a yipach, and they fell to the dargah where they need a maima. They fell to the bechin of nasa adam, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. What was he doing there? He was menatzeach the malachim. Why was he menatzeach malachim? Because he was malah after that darga, when we were shaykh to the vayipach. Shaykh to the vayipach, mitzad the neshom of Kval Yisrael, sach hechel malachim. Malachim had created with a maimah. I don't create a maimon. The second day of the Bria, they created with a maimon. So Moshe Rabbeinu had just gone up there, and he was mitzech and menatzech and malachim. So when El Nechon, there was a period to get remarried, you really need maimon. You really need maimon. So Ben Shalom said, Lech Reid, you can't stay up in Shemaim anymore. Now you come to a dago where you fell to a maimon. When you fell to a maimon, it becomes a Nasa Adam. Now you have to ask malachim that day. Beforehand, the Rishon says, Achayzu kisei kavoidi. You have to hechzer and tshuva. Now you have to go down. We have to ask the malach because they went like leil necha. You need to go leil necha. You need a maima. Now you married only through yibum. You need a maima. Now you need a maima. Now it's already a bar of nasa odo. Now it's already ochem bay. How did Moshe Rabbeinu get to mechilat? He said, "Ayin mecheni no." In fact, he's marred back to the dark of ayin. Ayin is echem ya maima. That was his avoda. And Ayn Mechini was Malik Kali Shoy to the Dago to the Dago of Ayn. That's already Shoy to he brought them back to the Dago of Hechem Malach, and then they would go back to their higher Madrid. But Edson Kali Shoy was Hechem and Amayim. Malachim happened a day and left. He explains the whole Madrid of Malachim. Tafka with the opposite place you find it. Moshe Rabbeinu and others don't find something Malachim Ayin, Malachim Ayin, Malachim Ayin, Malachim Ayin, Malachim Ayin, Hogger wasn't scared of seeing a Malach. Shimshon's parents thought they were going to die. Hogger was used to seeing Malachim. Malachim Ramesh Mishamish the Ovis, because the Ovis, they were the dark of Adam Mitzad Ribach Babas. So that Ribach Habov, so it was Mal and Anas Adam. So then the most of Malach could be when he's Zerchit Mishamish. Once they drop to a Madrega, you don't find so many Malachim anymore. Because now the Malachim have a day already, and when they give them the day, they say, Ma'ili Yerudisha Beinenu, Tano Oitchal Hashemayim, Mo'enesh Kisus Kerenu. Better they stay away. Except on Shabbos. Reina on Harbor, Yisrael go back to the Darga. So go back to the Darga. Then Malachim come back to Melavas for sure. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is a chayishpa is Rabbi Yeshua. There's no mamara on Shabbos. Shabbos Klal Yisrael Amar. We have a mesachoyl where there's mamaras. Mamaras is better than Malachim. Better than not ask for the day. Medrash says, Peachot, none of them thought it was Kedai. Toiv Shalai Nivra. Toiv Lel Odom Shalai Nivra. Toiv Lel Odom Shalai Nivra. We have to be dovuk to the Vayipach, to feel on the Shabbat, feel the Chiyas, feel the Skashos, the Tvekas, the Chiyas, the Vayipach, once you feel the Vayipach, there's nothing can stand in the way. And then you're Ma'al everybody, because of that same Nakuda. Because somewhere in those Asar Amoras, you have the Nakuda. So Tzadik, it finds everyone, by Rosh, you can chap onto him, he's got Moedig his Pashtus. Tzadik helps him in that Nakuda find his Pashtus, in the Pashtus find the Nakuda. So Stavka Asar. It's a Pashtus, but it's number one. It's called the Shabindush, it's a Chassar. Okay,